Nudson, 3KN, 00306. Mr. Nudson's here with Jim McComas. John Wolf's here for the state. I guess the first order of business, I passed out. And the first order of business is to give this to Heather. That needs to catch up to Mr. Hootchin's file. I passed out a memo I got from my law clerk yesterday about some contact with a juror and McKibben Jaginski, a Clarion reporter, and Sam Eagleston, also a Clarion reporter. And there's a note on the bottom of that concerning something that David Hunter mentioned to me not yesterday, the day before, actually, and I forgot to bring it up. I didn't look up where David Hunter works, but he indicated that he was infused with people that were talking about this case at his work. Does anybody know where he works?
I don't remember.
Anybody care?
I didn't catch that. I understand what was on the note. How is it that we learned about this, Mr. Hunter?
He mentioned to me not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, and said, what am I supposed to do about this stuff that I keep overhearing at work, or something to that effect? You remember exactly what he said, Heather?
That was pretty much the gist of that.
And I said that I would bring it up with the attorneys and get back to him.
Well, I think we ought to talk to him about it. And also Ms. Jaginski.
It's one thing if the juror was just milling around the area. It's another thing if the juror was attempting to earwig the conversation. And it's also important to determine exactly what sorts of opinions and that kind of thing he was overhearing. And it's also interesting to note that he has not come forward to advise the court that he's been subjected to this.
So you're talking about the part that's in the memo, which
Your apparently... Honor, excuse me. I just want to make a procedural suggestion on this whole business. I suggest we handle this in camera before we start creating more problems. We do not want the names of the jurors that there might be concerns about, although at this point there's no evidence or anything else. This should be handled in camera so that it doesn't multiply. We only have one alternate left.
Well, that's probably a good idea. The next question is, do we do anything about it now, or do we wait till we get back from this jury view?
Your Honor, I'd suggest doing the jury view first, since we've got a lot of things set up in order for that to happen. And if the court wants then to ask certain jurors to remain after that, if the court thinks it may be worthwhile to voir dire them, fine. And if the court wants to hear from other people referenced in the document you provided, I'm sure the court's someone in the court system could make arrangements for those people also to appear in an in-camera hearing.
Mr. Wolf?
It seems appropriate, Anna.
All right. Well, I'll ask that the people mentioned in the memo be available at, let's see what, probably 10:30 to be safe. That brings us to the jury view. Mr. Wolf, open that door and look out and see if you see a yellow bus out there.
Good
wonder if there's a difference between lookout and walkout. Yeah, I didn't think so. It's a little early. The defense has proposed some jury instructions regarding this jury view. State had a chance to look at them.
I scanned them briefly, Your Honor.
You had a chance to look at them to see whether or not you got any objections to them?
I have just about 2 minutes. For some reason, I thought this was the court's instruction, and I just kind of scanned it. I have no objection to it, Your Honor.
The only thing that I would note is that I think whether or not the bus backs down that driveway by the Quonset hut is a discretionary matter with the bus driver.
That's fine.
I'm willing to do almost anything to get that bus and these jurors back here without being stuck. And I don't know, this hasn't been a particularly road-friendly 24 hours since we were previously here. The road when we were out there was bumpy but solid, which hopefully it's the same way. Has anybody been out there recently?
They said they just graded Bastien, so it should be in better shape, although it has been precipitating.
Well, we would assume.
And they plowed the driveway.
Pardon?
They plowed the driveway there to try and make it better.
To the residents?
Yes.
Also up that Y?
Up the Y. Yes, sir.
Okay, well.
He says there should be room to turn, or even for the bus to turn around in the trailer parking lot.
Well, again, I think that should be a bus driver decision. I don't drive those things. And
that's fine. What we need to do, Your Honor, we have a key. But we need to get out there 5 minutes before the bus comes so that we can get the door open and get ourselves back out on Bastien.
All right. Well, we'll give you a head start. I think you'll be moving faster than the bus anyway. All right, well, then I guess we just await developments. First development is see whether or not we got all the jurors in the bus. So we'll do that, and I'll let you know.